How does that make you feel, given that you're born and brought up here?
It makes you feel that there's a record I remember said, "Black is your colour," and that's all they see. Black is your nationality. Your nationality isn't the fact that you're born here. Your nationality isn't that you were born in the Caribbean when it was under British rule. Your nationality isn't the fact that they took you away from Africa and have a responsibility for what they've done through the slave trade. Your nationality is just your colour, regardless to how many generations have you brought out, regardless of how much contribution you make for this country. Your nationality is your colour. So regardless if you say you're from Nigeria, you say you're from Barbados, you say you're from Trinidad, or whichever you say you're from, your nationality is your colour, not where you come from, not where you were born. It's your colour, it's your nationality. So when they put all these tick boxes and say what nationality you, just put down black, because black is your nationality in Britain, not where you come from, not what you've done. We've got veterans that's fought in the Second World War from 1944. There's a guy now that fight in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's now come back and told that he has no rights to be in this country, and he just finished risking his life for this country, and he's now being told, because he missed some line, deadline or something, he's now got to go back. They had that same thing happen years ago when they done a film based on that Queen for Queen and Country. The guy came back and was told, because he missed this in the 80s, he missed doing the paperwork, and told him to go back to St. Lucia. And so, black is your nationality, not where you come from. You and I could sit here as two black women, one from Nigeria, one from Barbados, or parents of Barbados, but in the end of the day, to the British government, black is your nationality. And that's a sad thing, because I'm black British. Barbadian parents.